Hi, I'm John Hillier, the assistant editor at SearchDisasterRecovery.com, and we're here today with Paul Kurvan to talk a little bit about protecting your organization's investment in a voice and data network. Paul is a board member with the Business Continuity Institute's U.S. chapter. How's it going today, Paul?
Fine, John. Thanks for having us here again.
You got it. Well, let's just get down to business. How do you ensure reliability in a voice data network? Say, for example, during a power outage that would not normally affect a traditional phone line?
Well, it's a good question. Interestingly, a private voice data network, in the course of the way it's designed, has a very good chance of being run over what might be called traditional phone lines. Access from a local telephone company exchange office to an organization is likely to be over either copper or fiber optic facilities provided by the local telephone company. Now, even internet access is likely to be provided over telephone company provided lines, despite the perception that the internet is a unique entity. Now, while it's true that a major power outage could disrupt networks inside an organization, especially if the access equipment is not on a battery backup or uninterruptible power system arrangement, the likelihood of a telephone company-centered power outage is much less. Since voice data networks today are comprised of many segments that can be provided by multiple carriers, the chances of a power outage affecting network performance is increased simply by the number of players. A few techniques to ensure network resilience include: 1. Installing a diversely run local access network to a different local telephone company with no overlapping cable routes and manholes. 2. Using free space communication such as point-to-point microwave to bypass the local telephone company loop. 3. Obtaining service from multiple service providers so there is a backup carrier available. And 4. Obtain service via a fiber optic ring such as SONET, which is a synchronous optical network, and that has multiple access points and higher redundancy.
I see. How concerned should users of voice over their over IP be about security, particularly the chance of someone listening in on their phone calls, et cetera?
Well, that's interesting because in the old days, I guess if you could call it the old days of traditional PBX and Centrex systems, the voice network was typically physically separate from any data networks. They were just two completely different networks. Today, with voice and data communication assets occupying the same network infrastructure, security is indeed a big issue. Chances of unauthorized access to a voice over IP system are comparable to those of a data network infrastructure. Thus, the same network protection schemes such as firewalls, non-porous perimeters, intrusion prevention systems, and antivirus and anti-spam software running voice over IP on separate subnets that do not overlap with existing data nets. All of these are ways that you can prevent unauthorized entry into a voice over IP infrastructure.
What kind of IT infrastructure is needed for a robust voice data network?
Well, if money is no object, a fully meshed network is an ideal configuration. Of course, a fully meshed network is one that has connections to every single point on the network. Every network point connects to virtually every other network point. Diversely run network segments, such as those going in different physical paths, and cross connections to multiple backed up routers and switches represent another approach. Backup power systems for all critical infrastructure hardware are absolutely essential. Locating network equipment in secure areas is important. It may also be useful to utilize managed network services from experienced third-party firms as a supplement to the primary network. And this would be the user-owned network, if you will. Even cloud-based network services that are gradually becoming available could be a viable approach.
Well, what are some of the quick and easy tips you could give us to protect a voice data network?
Well, let's see. Wherever possible, make sure you have backup network components such as switches and routers. Build an inventory of spare parts and other relative components, including routers, hubs, circuit boards, and power supplies. Regularly rotate the spare parts and backup components into the operating network to ensure that they work properly and tag them accordingly. and when I say tag, it means the date that they were put into production and the status of the actual test. Then test network recovery and rerouting services to ensure that they work properly. Don't assume the telephone company, quote-unquote, will take care of failed network components. Those days are long gone, and now it's the user's responsibility to ensure network resilience.
Mm-hmm. What are some tips to protect legacy PBX systems?
Well, you certainly want to ensure that backup battery systems are working properly and are tested regularly, and I would like to see at least twice a month. You also want to ensure that any uninterruptible power systems are regularly tested, and you have backup systems available. I have actually seen enough examples where UPS equipment failed that it's very important to make sure you have backups available. Periodically, you want to open the equipment cabinets and vacuum out the dust and other potentially damaging contaminants. Consider the secondary market. This is another way of describing a market for used equipment. Consider the secondary market for obtaining spare phones, circuit boards, power supplies, cable and connectors, and any other necessary devices. Why pay full price? If the phone system is 10 years old or older, you may not be able to get spares except through the secondary market. It's not uncommon for major switching vendors to eliminate support for older products and systems. So you want to be careful about keeping any kind of legacy system. So another thing to do is to test your spare circuit boards at least twice annually. Connect them into a live system to ensure that they work properly, and then tag them, as we mentioned before, as to the date tested and the results.
Well, as regular listeners of this podcast know, we talk a lot about disaster recovery planning, so let me bring that into this conversation. And can we talk a little bit about how do you build this into a DR plan?
Sure. I've done quite a few of these. The Voice Data Network disaster recovery plan development process is largely the same as for any server, data center, HVAC system, power supply, or other component. You want to conduct a business impact analysis to identify the most important business activities supported by the networks. Once you've done that, conduct a risk assessment to determine the threats to and the vulnerabilities of the network. And one of the things you want to look for is single points of failure. You want to devise strategies such as reconfiguring the network design in such a way to make the network more resilient. Next, you want to develop plans that address the recovery and restoration of critical network assets. It's very important to work closely with your equipment vendors and network service providers to determine what emergency arrangements they have so you can minimize network downtime. You want to obtain detailed step-by-step technical procedures you can get from your vendors, such as procedures for system restarts and database reloads, and build those steps into the disaster recovery plan. Then review your DR plans with the vendors and carriers to validate your recovery process. Review and update the plans at least annually, and certainly when a major change to the network infrastructure occurs, such as upgrading of routers or switches. And finally, exercise the recovery processes at least twice a year, if not more frequently.
All right, Paul, as always, thanks again for your time.
Our pleasure. Thanks again.
All right, and that wraps up today's podcast. For more information about disaster recovery and related topics, come to our website, searchdisasterrecovery.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks for listening.